The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 3, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life?
The same last paragraph. The Jadi Krishna Kathasa. The proposal was that we are interested to hear about Kalis being punished by Maharaj Parikshit. If there is some connection of Krishna consciousness, that is the principle of Krishna consciousness, we shall not do anything which has no connection with Krishna. This is Krishna. One should be very alert. I am going to do this whether it has got any connection with Krishna. I am going to eat this whether there is any connection with Krishna. In this way, we have got always some activities, some action of the senses, but if we test every moment whether this has got any connection with Krishna, then he'll even say, I'm going to talk with you or somebody else. Whether that talk has got any connection with Krishna. If it has no, then I'm not going to talk. Nidbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jukta Vairagyam Ucchati. That is really renunciation. Renunciation does not mean I change this cloth to another shape of cloth and another color of cloth. Renunciation means I will not associate with anything which has no connection with Krishna. This is renunciation. Because for a Krishna conscious person, to waste in a moment of life without Krishna consciousness is a great dangerous action. Not only anyone who is interested for higher level of position, he should be very careful of using every moment of life. Chanakya Pandit's advice, moral instruction of Chanakya Pandit. He says, practical proposition. Āyusacchanai kobi. Na labhyasanna koti bhi. Sācet nirathakanga nita kānuhāni sato dhika. He is advising that our duration of life, that is limited. It is by destiny limited. Therefore, the horoscope, it is said, that so many years this man will live. That's fair. So, any big scientist, big philosopher, they may be very, very big men. But the so-called scientist cannot increase in one day's life. That is not possible. You have to die. The moment you are destined to die, you must die. So, not only day, even the moment you cannot increase. The moment you cannot increase. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says, āyusacchanai kobi. We have got a certain duration of life. Now, what is gone in this life? Suppose, yesterday was 2nd January 1974. This morning it is finished. Now it is 3rd January 1974. Can you bring 1973 or 1974, 2nd January again? No, that is not possible. It is gone forever. It is gone forever. Similarly, every moment of our life is going forever, never to come back. Chanakya Pandit says, nalabhya sarnakotibhi. If you request that now my age is, say, 78 years, if I request somebody that I'll give you millions of dollars, make my life 77 years, that is not possible. Not 77 years, even a moment. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says, every moment of life is so valuable that you cannot get back it in offering hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars. That is not possible. So, if that moment is wasted for nothing, just imagine what is your loss. A thing which you cannot get back by paying millions of dollars, if that is lost unnecessarily, then how much loss you are suffering? Just imagine, this is material calculation. Why we keep some valuable things from jewel very carefully? Because we know if I lose this jewel, I lose so much money. Similarly, we should always consider that. The modern civilization, classical civilization, they do not know how to utilize life. So many days, so many hours, that's simply wasting, simply wasting. It is said that the sun rise and sunset during this period, the sun's business is to take away the duration of our life. Sun rise and sunset. That means 12 hours or 13 hours, which is more, between the sunrise and sunset. Sun's business is to take away the portion, the fixed up duration of life, which I have been given. That is, some of it is taken away. The same example, just like you have got a fixed balance in the bank. If you draw even 10 pence, 10 shilling, that means it is taken away. You have to replace it, but replacing is not possible. The bank balance you can replace, but the balance, suppose you have passed, I have passed, suppose if I live for 80 years or 90 years or 100 years. So this 78 years is already taken away. It cannot be replaced. You cannot make the bank balance or the duration of again complete. That is not possible. This is plain fact. Therefore, here it is said, those who are Krishna conscious, they must wait, measure every moment whether this moment has been spent without Krishna consciousness. That is the criteria. Abhartha kalatyam namagane sadaruchi. This is the taste of advanced Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami ji. Abhartha kalatyam means whether my time has been spent uselessly. One should be allowed. Whether my time has been used, has been uselessly spent by talking nonsense. In another place, Rupa Goswami says, Utyahara priyasasta prajalpo nyamagraha. Lolang janasangasta sarabhi bhakti pranasati. By six kinds of activities, you will lose your holding in Krishna consciousness. What is that? Utyahara. too much eating. Ahara means collection or eating. So either too much collection. Our society, international society, we must collect thousands and thousands of dollars. But for spending it for Krishna, not for keeping in the belt and the bank, that is not our business. We must collect as much. Suppose for doing some business, you are constructing a temple in Vrindavan, we require 50 lakhs. That is required. But I shall not collect more than 50 lakhs, even 1 cent. This is uttar. Similarly, if your body can consume foodstuff, 1 kilo or 1/2 kilo, you can eat. But not even an ounce or even grain, more than that. That is uttaha. You eat. It is not forbidden to eating, but you must eat as much as you can digest very nicely, not more than that. This is against bhakti principle. Eating too much or collecting too much. Atyahara. And prayasa. Prayasa means do something with extraordinary endeavor. So, of course, we have to do sometimes, but it is a general principle. We shall accept, suppose we are constructing a temple. If it is about $2 million required, or 5 million dollars. If we cannot do that, we shall not attend. That is prayas, unnecessary endeavor, which is within your control, you should act. Atyahara prayasa. And prajalpa. Prajalpa means talking or nonsense. Suppose politics. What Mr. Nixon did yesterday, or what did he say? So what interest you have got in this name, Mr. Nixon? We shall not waste our time talking this politics, that politics, this sociology, this cinema, this actor. No. We have nothing to do with that. That is called prajalpa, unnecessary talk. Talking means decreasing your duration of life. Talking. So why should you decrease your life unnecessarily? Every moment you have to utilize, whether it is used for Krishna. This is sadhana. This is sadhana, practice. Unnecessary talking, unnecessarily making enemies, unnecessarily you are my subordinate, I am your master. Who is master? Everyone is subordinate to Krishna. Nobody is master. Why you talk unnecessarily? So therefore it is said that kimannai rasadalapai asat. Asat means that will not exist, and sat means which will exist. So we do not know which will exist, but we know that this body will not exist, that everyone will know. And what is that thing which will exist? That we do not know, the soul. That we do not know. We know what will not exist, that everyone knows. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said, avinashi tad vidhi jena sarvam idam tad. Antavattu ime deha nitya sukta saririna. Everything is there. We know that this body is asa. Antavat. Antavat means which has got an end. Antavattu ime deha. This body has got an end at a certain date. Everyone knows. But the other is nitya sukta saririna. But within the body, which is the living force of this body, which is moving this body, that is nitya. Two things are there. My body and the force within the body. Everyone knows as soon as the force is withdrawn or gone away, then this body has no more movement, there's no value. That everyone knows. But they will explain in different way. But according to our basic knowledge, that which is moving, this body, that is eternal. That is not finished. After the end of this body, the body is burnt into ashes or into buried into the earth, and is still yes. Na hannate hannamane sarire. In this way, every step, Swayam Bhagavan, personally, Krishna is instructing us, and you are so full, you can understand. You can understand. Big, big politicians, they read Bhagavad Gita in your, in our country. But by their action it is seen, they did not understand even a word of Bhagavad Gita. Even a word of Bhagavad. Big, big politician. They become very big, big Mahatmas or great men. But they tried for this body, which is to be finished. Antavatti media. Nobody tried for that thing which will never be finished, that is eternal. You find from their life. They never instructed about the soul. They dealt with politics very nicely to give bluff that within 1 year I shall give you liberation or this or that. About this. What is the value of this liberation? But because they did not know the thing which is not perishable, they are after this body which is liberated or not liberated will perish. They are busy. They are busy with the activities of this body, which is surely perishable. What is the value of our independence? Can we avoid death? Suppose you are independent, and what is the meaning of this independence? When death will come, will catch you by your neck and throw you away. Your independence, nonsense independence. What is the value of this independence? Be independent from the clutches of Maya. No more death. That is independence. No more birth. That is independence. No more death. Otherwise, what is the meaning of the independence? You are not independent. You are under the clutches of Maya. You are struggling. You are struggling to get out of the clutches of Maya or the material nature, external energy of God. You are trying to make nice medicine to get out of the attack of disease. But you can manufacture a better medicine, but you cannot get out of disease. That is not possible. This is struggle. Now we have manufactured such a nice medicine that cancer or any other disease will not attack us. That's very nice. But find out some medicine that death will not attack you. Oh, that is not possible. Then what is the meaning of your advancement? So this Krishna consciousness movement is that medicine by which you can conquer our death. Therefore, this is the best medicine. Bhavoshadhi. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhavoshadhi. Nidritta tarsai rupagiyamana. You can stand on the wall, not in the middle. Nidritta tarsai rupagiyamana bhavoshadhi. This word, bhavoshadhi, means the panacea for all material diseases. Bhavoshadhi. Sutra manobhi nama. Parikrit Maharaj says, that this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, it is chanted by whom? Nidritta tarusai. One who has finished his hankering after material pleasure. Nidritti. Nidritti means finished. Now, there are two ways, pravritti and nirvritti. I want to smoke, that is called pravritti. And when I give up, that is called nirvritti. pravritti and nirvritti. So there are two things, pravritti and nirvritti. But asuras, demons, they do not know in which way I shall guide my pravritti and which way I shall guide my nirvritti. This is the portion. In which way I will, pravritti and nirvritti, these two things are there. But the difference between a demon and demigod is that a demon does not know how to direct these two propensities, pravritti and nirvritti. And a demigod knows how to guide these two things, pravritti and nirvritti. These two things. One who does not know, pravritti reshan bhutana nidvittesu mahaphalam. Shastra said that these things, just like loke bhavayami samadva seva nityastha jantu nahitattva chodana. This eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, every animal, every small animal knows it very well. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sexual intercourse, and how to defend. These four things, everyone knows by nature. So this is called pravritti. Pravritti. But it has to be made nivritti. Stop. They do not know what is the perfection. The perfection is the pravritti, propensity is eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And when you make it, just the opposite. No more eating, no more sleeping, no more mating, no more defending. Oh, that is perfection. Who knows this? Ask any scientist, philosopher of this world. That can you show me anywhere? No more eating, no more sleeping, no more mating, and no more defending. That is spiritual life. Therefore, you have to reduce it. It is not possible, but there is possibility. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he made it in his life. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about 400 years ago, he was a very rich man's son. Very good wife, very good state. He left everything. And ultimately, he made these things, even eating, kneel. He was eating every third day a small quantity of butter. Nominal, yes. Otherwise he gave up eating. It is possible. It is not that how one can give up eating and live at the same time. And that is possible by the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, you see. So, actual civilization means to deny material conveniences. That is actual civilization. That is civilization, perfection of civilization. Otherwise, the cats and dogs, they are also after food, after sleeping, after sexual intercourse, after defense. What is the defense? The defense is the animals are after it, and the human beings should be not after it. Negation. That is perfection of life. So how you can negate? The Mahabadi philosophers, they want to negate, or the Buddhist philosophers, make it zero. Make it zero. Sunnavadi. Sunnavadi, Nidvisheshvadi. Nidvisheshvadi and Sunnavadi, almost the same. So they are after negation. But that is not possible. Artificially, if you negate, I shall not eat. You cannot continue it for many days. That is not possible. That is not possible. Similarly, eating, sleeping, making everything, artificially you cannot do. But you can do it as perfectly, as much possible, simply by Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it is said here that himannai asadalapai. If we stop Krishna talking, then that is negation. If we stop artificially, this mundane talk, that will be artificial. You cannot sit down. If I say that's the so-called meditation. See, meditation is artificially stopping this mundane activities. That is meditation. But how long you'll do that? He's becoming suffocated. When I shall talk? When I shall talk? I'm meditating. But how will it stop? That is not possible. Just like this Mahavadi philosopher, they say, become desireless. No more desire. That is not possible. I am a living entity, how can I be desireless? It is not possible. So this negative process will not help us. Sunnavadi, Nirvisheshvadi, it will not be helpful. Therefore in the Shastra it is said that arujya kritchena param padam tato patanti adha anadita jusmadangraya. The same example I have given several times, that these rascals, that they are going to the moon planet and sun planet, but they do not get any shelter, and they came down here. Their advancement means go to some extent and then come back again. When the Russian aeronauts was on flying, you are seeing, where is my Moscow? The anchor is there. The attraction is there in the national, in the country, in the city, in the home, in the wife, in the cats, in the dog. And he's trying to go up. But that is not possible. That's like a vulture. He goes 3 miles up, or more than that. But his aim of life is to find out a dead body. He's finding. He has gone so up, you can say that advancement of going up. But the business is to see where is a dead body so that he can eat. So this kind of artificial going up and making things negation will not help us. That is not possible. Therefore that failure. Arujya kritchena parama padam tato. These Mayavadi philosophers, they may go very high by knowledge, by speculation, but they will again fall down. Why? Anadita jusmadangraya, because they could not get the shelter of your lotus feet. Therefore they will fall down. That is not secure. Because a man cannot remain without any activity, without any desire. That is not possible. A man, animal, any, even insect, he must be doing something. I have got a practical experience. One of my sons, a child, when I was young man, he was very naughty. So sometimes we used to put him on the rack. He could not get down. So he was feeling so uncomfortable because his activity stopped on the rack. So you cannot stop activity. That is not possible. You must give better activity. Then you'll stop. Paramadrishta nivartate. So this Krishna consciousness movement is that you get better activity, therefore you can give up the inferior activity. Otherwise, simply by negation, it is not possible. We must walk. We must walk for Krishna's sake. We shall go to the Krishna's temple, or we shall go for selling Krishna's book, or meeting some Krishna devotee. That is nice. But you cannot stop walking. That is not possible. Then your idle brain will be devil to herself. Yes. Then you'll fall down. How to go to that woman? How to go to that man? If you stop walking, then you have to walk. Again, to sense gratification. That's all. Similarly, you take any sense, you cannot stop it, but you have to engage it. That is Krishna consciousness. So find out Some business for Krishna. Don't waste time. That is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.